Cameron, can you go ahead and play that little music clip for a second? Some of you may know this and some of you may not. Who knows the theme song? What is it? Mission Impossible. Who didn't know that as a theme song? Raise your hand if you didn't know a clue what that was. All right, you know 007, right? What about the Lone Ranger? Everybody knows John Wayne. It's always impossible things that he's taken on in. Rooster Carter. All right? You know how he has to go do all the things he's doing. Sometimes it seems like the mission that he is on is impossible.
Yeah.
Okay? Tom Cruise played in Mission Impossible. I think there were 7 missions that he played in. It always seemed like that he had to take on the bad guys. He got kicked around. He got stomped on. He got shot at. He had a car wreck. Every time that he was in the movie, it always seemed like that someone was out to take him out.
Yeah.
His mission was impossible. But I'd like to title a message of my, or the title of my message this evening, Mission Impossible, or Is It?
Yeah.
And I think you have a clue where I'm going. Well, I've got a notebook here, Brother Mike. It has notes on one side, and it has 12 pages on the other side. I don't know which one I'm going to get to tonight, but I'm just going to step aside and let the Holy Spirit have His way and use me the best of my ability tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless Him more.
I've got just one verse that I'm going to read to you here in just a minute. I'll set this note aside because I'm not even using it. But like I said, Tom Cruise went on a lot of different missions. It always seems like somebody was there to take him out. And the mission always seemed impossible. But I'd like to title my message tonight, Mission Impossible, or Is It? My verse that I would like to read tonight is Matthew 19, verse 26. Matthew 19, verse 26. It goes a little bit like this. And looking at them, Jesus said with man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Yes.
So tonight my message is it impossible or not?
Yeah.
If it's God in the scene, it is not impossible.
Right. Yes.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity that you've given me this evening. Lord, I pray that I would step aside and let the Holy Spirit have His way in this service tonight, Lord. I pray that every word that is spoken tonight would be blessed and not return void, Lord. I just thank you tonight for the opportunity. We ask it in your precious name. And the church says,
amen.
Amen. Amen. I would like to take you on 3 different missions tonight. If I can. I may not get through the first one. I may get through the third one and have to come up with the fourth one. But I want to take you on a mission tonight. And I brought me a couple little props. So I'm going to go ahead and get them out so I don't have to. I won't have to reach for them when I need them. Because I'm not the thinnest boy in the world anymore. The first mission that I would like to take you on is called Mission Red Sea Shore. Mm-hmm. And I think you all know the story well. It's found in Exodus chapter 14. It seemed like the mission was very impossible that day.
Right.
You all know the story, and I'll try to get to my notes, but I just don't feel like I can stand still behind that pulpit tonight, Brother Mike. That it's time to let these feet do the walking. And let God do the talking.
Yeah.
Y'all know the story very, very well. Pharaoh had just let the children of Israel go, and he had a change of heart.
Yeah.
You know what that change of heart was? It was the devil talking to him. He was saying, hey, why did you let those people go? You had them here to build houses for you. You had them to build this kingdom to glorify you. You had them to do everything that you ever needed them to do. And you turned around and let them go. So Pharaoh changed his heart, and you know, with puffed chest and everything, he says, get my chariot ready, because we're going after them.
Right.
He got the army all ready, and they begin to go down and find the children of Israel. And I can just see them now. There's a little bit of dust coming down that road. Mm-hmm. What might that be?
Yeah.
I'm using my own language tonight, okay? My own version of what the Bible's going to tell you tonight. My MOV, my own version.
Yeah.
There they were, traveling down, just nice and easy as all could go. No complaints whatsoever. You know that's not totally right. The children of Israel, on the one hand, was just worshiping God. On the other hand, they were complaining and griping about the day's journey.
Yeah.
Well, here they are. They were walking down the pathway, and they began to see a little bit of dust coming down the road.
Yeah.
It was Pharaoh's army coming to take them out.
Right.
They began to complain to old Moses. Moses, why, oh, why, oh, why did you take us out of Egypt? We had it good as gold.
Yeah.
Why are we having to travel down this road? We've got Pharaoh's army to the back of us, and we got the Red Sea shore looking at the front of us. What are we going to do, Moses? What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Well, Moses called for old Joshua. And I'll talk about Joshua just a little bit later on down. But he called Joshua and said, hey, Joshua, we got a mess on our hands. We got a bunch of complaining Israelites here.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, I'm fixing to tell you, folks, what we're going to do. You know, Moses was up in his age by then, Brother Paul. The Bible says he was an old man by then. So, this may not be a staff, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy. Joshua, what are we going to do? We got Pharaoh coming to take us out. What are we going to do? The Lord gave Moses his staff before he left Egypt. Mm-hmm. Okay, he used his staff more than one time. You know, he laid it, he handed it over to Aaron and said, lay it before Pharaoh's feet. And what do we hear? It turned into a serpent and ate Pharaoh's serpents up.
Yeah.
It wasn't the staff, it was the power of Almighty God to come on the scene and begin to change something, folks.
Yes. Amen.
You know, he said, hey, Aaron, pick up that staff and let's move on down the road a little bit farther.
Yeah.
Well, we see now we're in facing the Red Sea. Uh-huh. We've got Pharaoh's army at the back of us. We've got the raging sea to the front of us. How many of you feel like sometimes you've got the devil at your backside and you've got a raging sea in the front? You don't know what you're going to do. You don't know how you're going to get out of it. But you've got to stand and trust in the Lord. He says, stand on the rock.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, that's why I brought me a rock tonight. And I'm going to place one foot on it because I don't really believe I can stand on it.
Come on.
I know what I'm getting ready to say, folks, and I'll tell you what, it just sends chills up my back.
Yeah.
Moses climbed up on that rock, Brother Mike.
Yeah.
He held up his staff, and he said, wait and see.
Yeah.
What the Lord is going to do today.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm telling you this evening, folks, wait and see what he's going to do for you.
Yeah.
You may feel like that you have gone and walked the longest mile that you have ever walked. You may feel tonight like you have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. But I'm here to tell you tonight it's time to stand on the rock, the solid rock of ages. Yeah. It's time to say, Lord, here I am. You told me that you would deliver me. You told me that you would carry me through. You told me that you would see it through. Yeah. And I'm standing on the rock.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The solid foundation. Pharaoh began to get a little bit closer. Oh. You can hear the children of Israel begin to cry out a little bit more, Sister Diane. Moses, what have you done? What have you done? Moses just drifted up his rod. Again, he just began to kind of do a little bit like this. It's my own version, I told you.
Yeah.
I believe, you know how the waters does when you kind of stick a spoon in it and you stir it a little bit. It begins to ripple. It begins to stir. It begins to shake just a little bit. Well, I believe Moses stretched out his rod and began to do a little bit of this. Oh, the waters are stirring. The waters begin to stand up. He said, Lord, I trust in you today. I place my faith on you. I stand on your rock. You promised that you would deliver us out of Egypt, and we stand firm tonight on you.
Amen.
It says, the Bible says that Moses stretched out his rod and the waters began to split in two.
Yeah.
Now I'm telling you that is impossible for man to do, but with God all things are possible.
Yes, sir. Amen.
When God says something or does something, you better listen.
Yes, sir.
When he told them waters to stand up, they began to stand at attention. They didn't just trickle up. They began to split wide open. And the Bible says they walked on dry land.
Yeah.
That water had not been parted for centuries. The Bible says that Red Sea is about 200 miles across in some locations. But I'm telling you tonight, when God told that water to stand up, it stood up and listened to what God had to tell it.
Yes, amen.
It is possible tonight.
Yeah.
All things are possible.
All things. Yes.
To those that love the Lord.
Yeah.
And we see the children of Israel, oh, they had a change of attitude when they seen that water part. Oh, Moses, you're the wonderful person you are. We're going to walk across.
Yeah.
And here they begin to walk. Toby Mack says, keep on walking. Keep on walking, soldier. Keep on walking. Folks, it ain't time to quit walking now. It's time to keep it on.
Yeah.
Our time is about to run out. Pharaoh thought their time was going to run out for the Egyptians. They kept on walking. They kept on walking across the dry land. The Bible says they began to get on top of the seashore, and they began to dance, they began to cheer, they began to clap their hands, and joyful noise began to shout out. By then, old Moses, he was getting just a little bit tired, you know. So here comes old Joshua, I think. Joshua's one of my heroes. Joshua said, Moses, I'll hold your arm up for you. Keep that rod out over that water until them Egyptians get out in there, and then let it go. Joshua and Moses knew what was going to happen. Moses revealed, Jesus revealed it to Moses, what he was going to do for him. A mission is not impossible. It is possible with God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And y'all know the end of the story. And that's just one ending I'm giving you tonight. God said, all right, water, it's time. It's time to take out the enemy. It's time, folks. Brotherhood, it's time. God's saying, waters, it's time. We're going to take out some enemies tonight. We're going to wash them away. We're going to put them asunder. We're going to take over this city for Jesus Christ tonight. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
And as you all know, the Pharaoh's army began to get tumbled. As I told you, the water was stirring.
Yeah.
The water was stirring for them. The water stirred and began to drown Pharaoh's complete army.
Yeah.
Now, if that isn't God, I don't know what is.
Yes, sir.
He can destroy a complete army of thousands.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. With all things, God's impossible.
Yeah.
Just step back. Sometimes we got to just stand back.
Yeah, let God do it.
And let God do it. Sometimes we have to stand back and watch God do the impossible. And he did the impossible at the seashore. The mission was complete.
Uh-huh.
God took care of Pharaoh's army.
Yes.
I've already got to toot my pages, brother, right? Okay, folks, it's our next battlefield, man. It's our next mission, and it's going to be a tough one as well. Grant, here's where I'm going to need you, buddy. He'd already delivered. Just hold on a sec for just a minute. God had delivered the Israelites out and promised them a promised land now. He said, there's going to be battles you face. There's going to be kingdoms that you're going to have to destroy. There's going to be things that you're going to have to get rid of before you cross over.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them cities was called Jericho. There was a young man, before we get to that story, battlefield. You know that story? Grant? The story of David and Goliath?
Yes.
He was a big old enemy, wasn't he?
Yes.
You know how old David was?
14.
13 or 14 years old. How old are you?
14.
You're 14. Mm-hmm. Hold on to my rocks, buddy, because we're going to do some marching. The Bible says David was just a teenager. He's a teenager tonight. He's a Holy Ghost-filled teenager.
Yeah.
So he's ready for battle.
Yeah.
Just walk with me. You know, the Philistines were out there just mocking the Israelites. Man, you guys are nothing but a bunch of pansies. You are a bunch of wimps. And what did they do? They stood behind the enemy line. Oh, Lord, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
After God had just delivered them out of the hands of Pharaoh and took them across the dry land and done all these miraculous things, here they go again, back to the same old thing. Complaining. What are we going to do? Well, there was a little boy named David. Little shepherd boy. He went out to visit his brothers. And I think, like I said, this is my own version again. He got a little bit of word that here's this big old knucklehead saying, show me your God and what he can do. What is your army capable of? Step out and face me if you are man enough.
Yeah.
You know, there was no man enough to step out. You hear that? He said amen. But God used somebody else that was willing. I could hear David right now. Hey, this makes me mad.
Yeah.
He's out there mocking my God. He's calling my God names and he's telling me that my God can't do a thing. When I know that he walked on the Sea of Galilee, he changed the winds and told them to be calm. He crossed upon dry land. He delivered the children out of bondage. My daddy told me that a long time ago. My daddy Jesse.
Yeah.
He said, my God is capable of anything. Nothing is impossible for my God to do.
Yes, that's right. Nothing's impossible.
David really got mad. You know that? He got a little bit angry. What? How would you feel if the devil come to you tonight and said, hey, you ain't worth nothing? You'd get mad. Hey, you're just a puny old teenager. You can't do nothing for Jesus. You'd get super mad. Wouldn't you feel like, hey, you'd get a little bit ticked off, wouldn't you? You'd be ready to do something about it. Well, I tell you what, David had a little pouch. And he'd already been in the creek.
Yeah.
Because he knew that something was going to happen before he even got there that day. Grab me a rock out of there, buddy. Once again, standing on the rock, trusting the rock.
Yeah.
David picked up a little stone, and I can see now, man, he was a rubbing that stone. He was a rubbing that stone. He was standing there above it. The more he listened to Goliath stand out there, I believe the madder that kid got. And you know how sometimes kids can get really mad, Brother Paul. They get so beat red, it's terrible. You know that? He was walking back to say hi to his brothers, and here old Goliath was just up there making an idiot of himself, saying how God could not do a thing. And here old David was still rubbing that stone. He was rubbing the rock that was getting ready to do something. He began to say, oh, if I only had the chance, if I only had the opportunity. I'm just a teenage boy, but I remember when God allowed me to kill the bear.
Yeah.
He allowed me to kill a lion.
Yeah.
I was just a teenage boy, but God said it was possible for me to do that.
Yeah.
He gave me wisdom. He gave me strength. He gave me the Holy Ghost to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So I believe today that this rock can destroy my enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, he began to rub that rock just a little bit harder. And about that time, Goliath stood out and said, you little dog.
Yeah.
Oh, that made David mad. It would make me mad. Grant, he called me a dog. I'd show him. And David was fixing to show him. He said, I'm going to come against you, not with a spear and a sword, but I'm fixing to come against you with the Holy Spirit that the Lord has put in this rock, and it's going to take you down.
Yeah.
All things are possible.
Boy,
David began to wind up. He began to wind up, Danny. I can't throw a slingshot, but I can imagine now, if I wanted to throw this rock, I could throw it a little bit. But I'll tell you what, when God grabbed a hold of that rock, David began to spin it a little faster and faster and faster, and then he let that rock go. That's when God stepped on the scene. And grabbed that rock and drove it right between the eyes of that giant.
Yes, sir.
Then the enemy ran for their lives.
Yeah.
God shows Goliath that day, I'm in control.
Yeah.
You're not going to mock me. God's going to show this world one day that he is in control.
Yeah.
You're not going to mock me anymore. You're not going to say that I'm still dead. You're not going to say that I don't believe in male or female. You're not going to believe this or that. One day you're going to be held accountable for what is going on in this world.
Yes,
one
sir.
Day,
yeah.
Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess
yes,
that
sir.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He's going to show them one day when he splits the eastern skies who is on the scene. Now we're going to go back to Joshua. Joshua, and I don't even have to go to my notes. So the Holy Spirit's already there, so I told him I just want to let him have it.
Yeah.
You all know the story as well. Joshua walks in. They had to destroy this kingdom. They had to destroy this kingdom. But there was one kingdom that was really, really going to be difficult. It was almost going to be impossible for them to take it down. That was Jericho. The Bible says that the walls of Jericho are about 20-some foot thick and about 10 feet high, or 10 stories high. So that's a pretty good-sized wall to go try to go through. You ain't going to get no dinky little jackhammer and begin to work your way through it.
Right.
You're not going to get some dynamite and probably make a dent in it. But you can reach over and grab a hold of the hand of Jesus Christ, the mighty of mighties, and begin to say, walls, you're coming down.
Yeah.
Joshua said, I better kick that rock out of my way. I'm going to stumble on it, really, Mike. Oh, hallelujah. Joshua was told to tell his army, and I may get off that, that thing over there, Brother Mike, but that's okay. Joshua said, hey, be still. Be still. Walk around that wall.
Yeah.
Walk around that wall. You got a wall that you're facing, folks? You need to stand up and you need to begin to walk it.
Yeah.
I walked around that wall one time, and the Bible says the Ark of the Covenant was going before everybody. And it says they were playing trumpets. They were playing a trumpet. Nice and softly. Here's Bo. We're on the second day now. Oh, just walk around. Be still. Be still and let the Lord show you his capabilities.
Yeah.
Oh, we're on the second day. You know, by then I believe that the Jerichoites began to wonder a little bit about what was going on. Why are these idiots walking around these walls doing not a thing? Well, the third day come, they begin to continue walking around the wall. Folks, it may be a year, maybe 2 years, it may be 5 years, it may be 10. You're still facing what you was 10 years ago. The Lord says, keep walking.
Yeah.
Keep walking.
Yeah.
Be still, and I know that I am God, and I will supply all your needs. I will break every bondage. I will break every addiction, and I will take care of you just like I promised. Day 4 came, they begin to continue walking around the walls. Walking around the walls. By then, the Jericho, they really began to wonder, what in the world are these guys doing? Just keep walking every day around the wall. It ain't doing them no good. Well, I tell you what, folks, they were building a pathway around that wall.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen a dog walk around and run around a pen. They were beginning to build a pathway. You know why? Because something was getting ready to happen to that wall. They had started the fifth day. They were continuing walking. Just walking. Walking, walking, walking. Soldiers just keep on walking. You know when they line up in a battlefield years ago, a drummer would be sitting there just drumming along, and that meant, hey, it's time to continue to keep on marching forward, not marching backwards.
Right.
We're on our sixth day now. Oh, just stand back. Listen. Listen, listen, listen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The seventh day come. The seventh day come. Joshua's told his army, hey, walk around six times now. Walk around six times. They walked around six times. He said, okay, on the seventh time around, it's no longer time, Brother Aaron, it's no longer time to be quiet. It's no longer time to sit back.
Yeah.
It's time to get up and walk hard and begin to show what the glory of God can do.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, they walked six solid times. They walked six solid times. And on that seventh time, my own version again. My own version again. Here it comes, folks. Oh, they begin to sing. Oh, all things are possible. All things are possible. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. I see a promise coming down that dusty road. With his holy hands, his healing virtue still flows. He's got just what you need. That's what they were singing that day. They were singing on the seventh time. The drummers begin to drum. The bugles begin to blow their bugles. The tambourines begin to shake. The children begin to shout. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The walls are coming down. I don't no longer have to worry about depression. I no longer have to worry about the sickness. I no longer have to worry about my finances. I no longer have to worry about the habits. They're coming down. I told you the water stood still when Jesus told them to do something. Well, I'll tell you what, those walls begin to shake. Those walls begin to crumble. Those walls begin to fall down. That began to, the angels, I think they just stood in line, Sister Diane. They stood in line, hey, let me be a part of this.
Yeah.
Let me be a part of this Jericho wall going down.
Yeah.
I believe they all encamped around that. And on that seventh time, when everybody began to shout, God said, make it happen.
Yeah.
And the walls began to crumble.
Yeah. Amen.
He is setting us free from the walls that are encamping us tonight. Yes, he is taking us away from Pharaoh's army. He has taken everything that we're facing away.
Oh. Yeah, come on.
And I can see it now. Oh, hallelujah. The mighty hand of God stretched out and began to push that wall down.
Yeah.
It went away. All things are possible to those that love Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're facing a wall. Stand on it. Tell that wall, you get out of my way. It's time for you to be moved.
Yeah.
You got a mountain that's in front of you. The Bible says, a faith of a grain of mustard seed will tell that mountain to be moved, and it has to be moved.
Yes, sir.
If you've got sickness that you're facing, stand on the promise that says, call on my name, and I will hear you, and I will answer.
Yes.
It may seem like we pray and pray and pray and pray. God says, only trust in me. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
It's going to be too late when you give up.
Yeah.
Those were not the only walls that them guys crossed over. One day, we're going to cross over into Canaan's land. It said they crossed over and they began to eat the biggest grapes that you could ever taste. They began to drink the sweetest honey, the coldest chocolate milk, the best roast beef sandwiches. They began to eat in abundance.
Yeah.
One day when the trumpet sounds, we're going to go sit around the table and we're going to have food galore that we're going to be able to eat upon.
Yeah.
Harold, if you want a cook chocolate chip cookie, you're going to get a chocolate chip cookie, I believe. My own version. If I want a tender ribeye steak, I believe God's going to say, there it is, my son. You want a baked potato and Indian taco? There it is. Come in and enjoy.
Yeah.
But there's going to be those that's going to be standing at the gate wishing they'd listened. Listened when David said, I'm trusting in Jesus.
Yeah.
They're going to wish that they'd listened to Moses and said, hey, Stand on the rock. They're going to wish that they'd listen to mom and daddy and say, hey, if you're not trusting in Jesus, you're going to miss out.
Yeah.
One day, those are going to sadly hear, depart from me, I have nothing for you.
That's right.
All things are possible to all those that love the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know how long I've been preaching, Brother Mike, but man, I feel like I'm drained.
Lord, have your way, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I believe it's those here tonight that you're ready to throw in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time to throw the towel in.
No.
It's time to stuff it in your pocket. It's time to keep walking.
Yes, sir.
One step closer each day. It's time. It's time to keep walking. Because Jesus said, one of these days, I've got an answer for you. Chris, can't wait.
Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, I hope this has blessed your hearts tonight. I know it has mine. You know, I told the men about a year ago, it was time to step up and begin man. Sadly to say, I hadn't done much of that myself.
time, we got to stand up and be men.
Yes.
And lead our families.
Sir. I believe that.
Tell our families that Jesus loves them no matter what. Never give up. Jesus can take all away, all of our hurts and pains. Even the words that we've said to others in the past, Jesus can still remove them. No matter what you're facing tonight, I believe I serve a God that is very impossible.
Yes, all things.
That He can do anything that you have need of tonight. Don't know what you need of tonight, but I know someone's here that's ready to throw in the towel. I'm here to tell you tonight, don't give up.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Don't give up. Just keep walking.